couple things I'll just pass on to you. Mark Asper was passed today on his physical and practice today. We had one, Tobias Palmer sprained his ankle. He was one of the players that didn't finish practice. So we'll take a look at him in the training room shortly here. But I think you saw we gave several of the veteran players off today. Brad Meester, Jason Babin, Roy Miller, Maurice Jones-Drew, those guys. That was the plan prior to training camp, that we were going to work a couple days and then you know, it's all part of our plan that we have as an organization to take care of them and remain fresh with our guys. But it was an exciting day today. The team meeting this morning was spirited because it was the first day of pads. And whenever you have that to go out there in the practice field, it just amps it up a little bit more. And I thought overall, I was impressed with the offense today. I think we challenged them in the team meeting. I told you that, you know, some things weren't acceptable. And we challenged them, and they came back, and I thought I had a good day. We'll look at tape as always, but it just felt better. It felt better. And that's a credit to our guys. You know that I always tell them that belief is when you demonstrate your actions after adversity. If they come back stronger after adversity, that demonstrates belief. And so this was a classic example, I think, you know, where I can send that message to them that, you know, that's good. Defensively, I think that there were some good things. I thought our guys really competed. I think that we got to understand the tempo of practice. You know, there's times we've been going OTAs and mini camp, and then we get in a, you know, 2 days of training camp where we really didn't set our pads in the first day, and you saw a little bit of sloppiness. But we'll get those things corrected, you know, but overall good. I was impressed in special teams. We did a tackling drill with our younger guys. I thought some free agent guys that we brought in the one-on-one pass rush, you know, TJ Barnes, Paul Hazel, I thought they showed up a little bit, and you know, Jeremy Harris, some of those guys, but overall pleased with it, and we'll just continue to work.
Justin Blackman can't necessarily be out there with him being on the list, but he's really engaging in practice still.
Have he you really is. We challenged him to do that, you know, and you know, we challenged him to compete any way he can. But it's great because he's helping the younger guys. He's there with Cecil. I mean, he's talking every play, and he's really engaged. And but you know, that's what we expect him to be.
Did Blaine play a little pissed off today to you?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think that he just said, you know what, I got to come back and, you know, it's another day, and let's go to work. And I really think his mind is trained to say, you know, hey, he'll take responsibility, and so does Chad, you know, all of our quarterbacks. But to come back and demonstrate like he did, that's I'm really excited about that.
Is there much difference between shells and full pads for these guys, especially the interior guys?
Yes. You know, because it's all, the whole thing is pad level. You know, and maybe what you got away with without pads, now you know, you put your pads on for the first time. If you have a little bit of high pad level, it really shows up on tape. So
I meant shoulders, wearing shoulders and helmets versus full pads next week when you go full pads.
I'm sorry.
This is almost the same as full pads.
We really have it close to the same tempo. We just don't want to take guys to the ground. And there'll be periods in time in training camp where we go live. You know, goal line situations, things like that. But, you know, really if you're doing things right and you're tackling right, you know, in this tempo of practice right there, you shouldn't have to take guys to the ground.
What kind of progress is Cyprian made? What do you expect him to be on
this one? I think, you know, we're still progressing. I know that, you know, after our day off, you know, the mandatory day off, we'll recheck him and have a better evaluation at that time.
Cecil obviously standing out, but Ace and Mike Brown seem to be.
They are. Those guys are making plays, you know, and that's good. And Muhammad, I've seen him showing flashes of more consistency. And, you know, he mentioned that in OTAs, that he's got to get used to this tempo. And he said, I know my training regimen in the summer is going to be different than maybe what I've done before to get ready for this. And I think he's showing more consistency. I think Cynderic Marks. I know watching tape last night, Todd Wash was talking about him. I think he adds some toughness to us. You know, so there's a lot of guys that are showing flashes and all that. We just need to build them all together.
You mentioned Barnes, huge guy.
Yeah.
Do guys that big have to learn how to use their power at this level?
Yeah, and, you know, I think when you look at him, you wonder, you know, his conditioning, how is he going to be able to handle 360 pounds in play? But I think it started all in the conditioning test. Just watching him and saying, boy, he moves pretty good for how big he is, you know, and he carries it pretty well. And I know his body fat dropped and his weight dropped some. So, you know, I think as he gets more comfortable to the tempo, but, you know, down here in pass rush is a good illustration.
Gus, how concerned are you getting about Denard's, you know,
Boston.
Well, it's addressed, I can tell you, if not almost every day. You know, and it's not, it's more showing. We have a photographer out here who takes pictures, snapshots of them holding the ball, and it's shown in team meetings, just to show them, you know, if there's any air. So he has to have that mindset because the teammates need to trust him. And it's hard to get on the field if you can't protect the ball when, you know, one of our major deals of this organization is it's all about the ball. And but made leaps and bounds from where he was. It's, again, the consistency with him.
And what was your concern level when you heard last night that Drew had been in an accident?
Oh, right away. But they kind of, when they first told me, they followed it right away with he's okay. You know, but he's going to come over here just to get checked up. But, you know, it wasn't where we had to wait to see him. And, you know, they told me immediately that he was fine.
To look at what Cecil's done over this three-day stretch.
Yeah. Ultimate competitor. I mean, competes. And I think as a head coach watching him, I know that he'll go and go and go and go and go and he'll never let up. So, you know, we have to understand that's his mentality, and he'll take a ton of reps, and he's really driven. So, just an impressive, you know, person.
Is he taking too many reps?
What's that?
Is he taking too many reps?
No, you know, right now, because, you know, Vito, it's timing with the quarterback, and, you know, we've got to get those things situated. So, as part of training camp, and you look at, you know, training camps, what, 7 years ago, 8 years ago, it was two-a-days. You know, so not too concerned about, but I think we just got to be, you know, mindful of it as it goes on.
With Cecil and Alaball going after each other, how much can that improve both guys?
Good. I mean, that, if they're both competing, that's a, you know, we understand that. I know that, you know, we all don't want to get to that where it's a fight, you know, but when they're competing and all that, it's going to, I mean, this is an intense game. It's the NFL, and guys are competing every day, you know, against themselves, and some things like that may happen, but, you know, if it does, we'll address it and move on.